you in a constant fight with your technology? And does it seem like the technology is winning? Well, you've come to the right place. It's time for Battleborn Tech with your host, Christy.
Even though you're thinking about changing your Wi-Fi network name to get off my LAN at no map underline opt out, take a break with Battleborn Tech. Now every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Pacific, broadcasting in Carson City, Nevada on 95.1 FM, streaming everywhere on knvc.org and available anytime on your favorite podcast app. Wondering if don't ask, don't tell is a good policy for notifications? Call Battleborn Tech, 775-241-3571. We'll help get your screen back without a subscription. 775-241-3571. Opinions on Battleborn Tech are those of the host and callers. This week we welcome Peggy, Brian, and Tom. The opinions expressed on the show do not necessarily reflect those of KNVC or Computer Corps, who are busy flashing their ESP8266 modules so they can use an RS-232 modem commands over Wi-Fi to connect to bulletin board systems and avoid Microsoft tracking.
Oh, fond memories there. I remember BBS systems. Those were good times, back when the people who sounded crazy on the internet were truly crazy. Speaking of good old days and good times, Anthony was texting saying, please call 911, 911, please call, please call. So what did Anthony want to correct for us today?
Well, Anthony had a small correction and a big warning. He talked about Meta and Instagram using your photos for AI images. We talked about that last week. They removed that feature even before our show day. Really, people really hated it. But strangely, the setting is still there to allow it, so it might return or be used by Meta internally. Still worthwhile. Check out last week's show, Pretending Privacy, on battleborn.tech or on your favorite podcast player. And for the record, Anthony, speaking on condition of anonymity, says, delete everything Meta and block it and burn it with fire.
Oh, no kidding. The fact that the settings are still there, well, that bodes ill for when the Dark Lord rises to power again. Conveniently has those settings already in place. So, yeah, it would behoove you to go into your Meta app settings and Instagram settings and just check and make sure that your stuff isn't being used for AI. But we're not going to use AI on this phone call. This is Peggy, and Peggy wants to capture some photographs.
Go ahead, caller.
Hi, good morning. My name is Peggy.
And hey, Peggy.
Hi, and I have a question.
Right.
I have a video of my granddaughter, and I would like to know how I can get some photos from that. There are certain parts of that video that I would like to have a photo of.
Oh, like a snapshot of it. Yeah, that's great. So you got the video, so that's the main part. There's lots of ways to do it. One of the easy ways is to pause it and then use the clipper, the print screen, the snip and clip that they have now. However, that's kind of wonky, and you might get some parts of the frame in, and you got to make sure you get the right square. And it's going to be an odd kind of format depending on how size your windows and all that. But that is the default, the easiest way to do it. Snipping tool is what it's called. However, if you're a little bit more of interest, you can go to videoland.org, and that will be on our website, battleborn.tech. But videoland.org has something called VLC Media Player. It's really simple, really robust, and really free. And what it does, you load it up into that. You just do a little, you can use the space bar to pause it. You can scrub it, what they call it, move it back and forth, go to where you want it. When you get it, hit the space bar to stop it. And then right up under the video menu, you pull that down and it says take snapshot. Bingo bango. Then you get your snapshot. Yeah. So, and that takes, you know, it takes the full format and you don't have to fiddle with drawing a square on the screen or, any of that stuff. So, yeah.
Okay.
I would go with, for Windows especially, but it's also available for, Linux and Mac. So, and even iOS. So.
Okay.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling in and congratulations to the granddaughter and, proud grandma there.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate your help. Thank you for calling.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Well, there's a good thing there's VLC out there. That is the best solution I found because I looked at Clipchamp. I looked at even Adobe Photoshop Elements. I looked at a couple others, and there's no real easy way to get a snapshot of a video stream. You think that's a common thing, but no. VLC makes it really easy. I check out there first before you go on. And also the screen capture, if you absolutely have to do it, that will work as well in a pinch, but take the trouble to use VLC. It really comes out much better output at the end, and it's not that bad to install and get going.
And the price is right as well. Well, speaking of three-letter acronyms, here's a bit of a hair on fire update for those of you that manage websites. You may have heard that WordPress found a significant security flaw in its core programming. Doesn't require a plugin or anything like that to give avenues for hackers. This was in the core of WordPress, and WordPress has done emergency patches and has pushed out most of these patches to those that receive them automatically. But in case you're running old PHP or an old version of WordPress, it really needs to be updated. And you really need to upgrade your PHP backend. You really need to upgrade that.
If you don't know what version you have and you maybe not have administrative access, I wrote a program with Perplexity. bbtl.ink/wp-version will get you a check there to see what version you have on your WordPress site. Only scan the ones you have access and authority to do that. bbtl.ink/wp-version. It'll be up on the website too.
Here's our next phone call. This is Brian. And in this case, the photos fell far from the apple tree.
Go ahead, caller.
Hi, this is Brian from Carson City. I don't know, it might be a simple question, might not be, I'm not sure.
Okay, let's see, I'll let you know.
All right, well, I got an Apple phone, six years old, and my account had gotten hacked, and so me and Apple had to cancel that account. So
you canceled your Apple account?
Yeah, my cloud, so my backup. And okay. I'm looking at getting a new phone, and I'll probably go with Apple, and it'll probably get a new cloud account. But in the meantime, I'm really just interested in pictures. Is there an app that I can back it up to my computer, either with a cord or Wi-Fi or, you know, something along those lines?
Okay, so what exactly did they say? Did they say locked or disabled for security?
No, it was canceled due to security.
All right. Well, there's four things. Locked, disabled for security, recoverable. Terminated, deleted. And then it's gone.
Yes.
After a grace period.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, how long ago did this happen?
That was November.
No. Oh.
And I'm ready for a new phone.
Yeah, well, okay. I'm laughing at your pain. I am sorry. November would be more than 7 days. So,
yes,
I think we're way outside the window there on that. Are you still seeing the pictures on your phone?
I still have the pictures on my phone, but my phone is no longer backed up to Apple. So even when they try to install the latest update,
No, don't do that. No.
You can't do that, right?
Good. Don't do that. Yeah. Don't let it. Say no. Big no on right. that. Do not sign into any new Apple account. No, absolutely right. not. Okay, so what you've got to do is you've got to connect it to a computer and make a local backup, okay? And yeah. a local backup captures what's on physically on your device, regardless of iCloud. So that is what you want.
So just to find a cord that plugs into my phone, and then a USB would connect to the computer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's probably, I can't imagine it's anything but lightning, how old you are.
Right.
Yeah, so you don't remember whether they said locked or closed. It was back in November, so you may not.
The account was closed, yeah.
They say the word closed.
Yeah.
Okay, the account was closed in November, but you're still seeing the pictures on the phone.
On my phone, but not on a profile or a online account with Apple.
No, that ship sailed in November.
Yeah.
So. On the phone, still the pictures. Yeah, I'm thinking you can make a backup from that. Again, do not passcode, do not collect $200, do not update, do not reset, do not sign in.
Is there an app I need to download onto my computer or onto my phone?
No. Everybody, they can do that. Do you have a Windows machine, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, you get a cable, your USB-A on one side, the boring old thing on one side, and USB lightning on the other, like a regular lightning cable. Plug the phone in the PC, unlock the phone, tap trust, and the phone should show up on the PC as a camera device. And just old school copy the DCIM folder to the computer. That is fast and requires nothing from Apple. You could do that. Mac has, if you go to a Mac, there's an image capture in applications that you could do that, import all to phone, you can select image capture, import to a folder, it would all go.
Just like if when I go into CVS and I want to print out one picture onto a photo card, same type of
if
thing.
If they hook it up to a cable, yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And so you want to make sure that there's other things, but you don't care. You want to see check settings and photos. And hopefully it says download and keep original. That'd be super because if it says optimize iPhone storage, some of those phone are low resolution placeholders and the full versions were only on iCloud. So that'd be sad. So check settings, photos, and you want to make sure it says, and your hope, it says download and keep original. So I'm at.
Okay. So you need to locate a cord. Similar to my charging cord that I use for my phone.
Yeah, the charging cord probably works. There's a few that only charge the cheaper ones and the special purpose ones. That most of them do data. I mean, if you plug it into Windows machine, it should pop right up on the phone. It should say trust, and then on the PC under devices, it should be show as a camera device. You should be able to click on it and open it up, see a DCIM folder, and get it. And hopefully, you still have the full resolution. Pictures on there, they weren't optimized and put to the cloud because that was sad because iCloud is gone. That would be the way. And then, make a couple copies of that before you do anything else to that phone because that's the only place there is. Okay, I think you got a good shot.
Just move a few photos at a time. Don't try to do them all at once.
Well, yeah, I don't think it matters much. It shouldn't matter. Copy the DCIM folder over. I think you'd be fine, but if you want to do it a bit at a time, that'd be as well, too. The only thing, if there were some that were corrupted, that might hiccup on the copying. But I don't know. You could try everything at once, and if you have problems, go back, do it, a bit at a time. You could do that.
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck. You can also, do AirDrop or cable to another device.
But
AirDrop,
that,
yeah.
You can do AirDrop. That, but that if you have a lot of photos, that's going to be a little tedious. Okay. You want to do that. So you can also, and you just want the photos, right?
Yeah, I'm not really worried about, I mean, yeah, I got email, but I already have the emails on my phone, on my computer.
Okay, so. Messages, notes, contacts, yeah. That kind of stuff.
All that
okay,
kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. If you don't need that, then, yeah, the simplest thing is to copy that DCIM folder after you plug it in.
All right.
All right. Well, good luck. I hope you get them back.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Thanks for calling. Battleborne Tech.
Well, I'm so glad that Brian called us before he put another Apple ID on that phone or even updated it, because that means his photos are still there, unless he chose that optimize feature, which is really save the thumbnails on the phone and put the original pictures on iCloud, which is now gone. And as we sit on the phone, once he giggles off that Apple ID, that's 7 days before it's gone, gone, gone.
We really do mean gone. And one way to get around that, which I use on my particular Apple products, is I installed a Dropbox app, and the app for Dropbox will push all your photos out to a folder on Dropbox. So Google Drive does this as well. I haven't figured out how to get Google Drive to do it reliably, but hey. So the big cloud providers will give you an option to save photos, because that's what everybody misses when things go south. They all want their photos back, and yeah, that's memories of your life. So my Dropbox app pushes all my photos out to a Dropbox folder, and then iCloud also picks them up. But if you lose your iCloud or lose your Dropbox, it's redundancy. I am all about backup and redundancy.
You can say that again.
I'm all about backup and redundancy.
Thanks, Joe.
We've got another phone call here, and this is Tom. Oh, notifications. I just went through this with a work computer. Too many of them.
Oh, it's constant at the shop. Every day someone rolls in with them going.
Well, yeah, there's just too many notifications. And by that point, none of them are important.
Go ahead, caller.
Hi, my name is Tom, and hey, I've called before. But you gave me such good advice, I thought
I was holding my breath. You haven't learned your lesson. Okay, good. Good.
So I kind of did computer work for a while, and I got a bunch of friends, and they call me up every once in a while. And this guy called me up, and he said, I've got these ads on my computer.
Ants?
Yes,
ants?
Ads, A-D-S.
Oh, ads. Okay, I can't help you with ads. I know a good pet. Go ahead. All right.
They were, let's call them pop-ups, but they were kind of permanent pop-ups. You couldn't get rid of them.
Right.
And one was for let's renew McAfee, and the other one was, of course, let's renew Norton Protection or whatever the heck they
call it. Yeah, there are a bunch of ads pop up there. Some of it can come to notifications in the Windows, and you do that, but most of them are under the browser, and most of them, they're usually under the browser you use, which is often Edge for folks. So there's a tricky thing in that you turn off notifications, and it's in privacy search and services under, you can find it. I don't know if everybody can, but for everybody, it's the little dots, the three dots in the upper right, horizontal, right on down, privacy search and services and settings. And it's a tricky one in that it says ask before sending, recommend it. And you think, hey, that's what I want. I want them to ask me, you know? No, you don't. It's weird, because if you read the small print, it says will block if turned off. Well, that's what you want. So strangely, you want to turn off the asking. You normally say, wait a minute, I always want someone to ask, you know, consent. I want your permission, you know. No, you want to say, don't ask. Don't ask, don't tell is the setting for you. So you turn off the ask, and that will block them. And then you want. And then you
and
want
this
to look
is,
on.
This is in the browser. This is in. This is
yeah,
in.
Most
Edge,
likely it's in. Yes, whatever they're using, it's most likely Edge, because Edge is on every computer, and that's what everybody's using. But whatever they're using, it's in a similar place, notifications, you can do a search. And what you want to do, you want to do two things. You want to turn it off, ask before sending, no, you want to block. You don't want to never be bothered. And then you want to look down at customized behavior, and there's a list of sites that have permission to annoy you.
Yes, and usually, I've seen that.
Yeah, not, and so it's called allowed to send notifications. And especially if they're like gobbledygook, like AVV489381WAW. Whatever, that kind of, that's just junk. So you want to delete those and make sure they're not allowed to send notifications. You need to go through and click, 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 and clear those all off. And you might as well just go off and clear the not allowed too, although you can leave those away. Those are fine. But definitely get rid of the allowed to send, and definitely switch that to ask before sending. And oh, the peace that brings, Tom, is so happy. Boom.
Okay.
Another possibility is there's a whole bunch of junk browsers out there. The Chromium, the basis of Chrome and all the browsers, is free. So people, the miscreants, have made little junk browsers that sound kind of like good browsers. Like there's a Brave browser, but there's a Blaze browser, and that's
junk. I've heard of that. Yeah.
Yeah, that was junk. There's also Wave browser, any kind of browsers. So go through and look through your programs. If you see junk browsers that you don't recognize, kill those off, uninstall them. They could be, they're definitely, if you accidentally get into them and some of them pop up as soon as you start up the computer, you definitely want to get rid of those, because they're going to be sending you notifications. That's the only reason they exist. So any kind of browser that isn't what you use, what you chose to use, either Edge or Chrome maybe, or Firefox, maybe you chose Brave, but you wouldn't know if you chose them. If you haven't chose any, just get rid of everything but Edge, and you'll be fine. And then later on, you can choose one. But that's another way you can get a lot of pop-ups, is that if a browser has snuck in on you, got installed, and now it's...
Yeah, I've seen a lot of snuck-in browsers. I think they're all Trojans myself. But
I see them just about everyone that comes in with malware. There's some. It's not always the source of the notifications, but there's always some kind of weird browser there, and getting rid of that will help you out a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks. That's a good,
well, thanks.
Good point.
Hope you get control of your friend's machines back for them. I mean, that is so annoying when the quarter of your screen is taken up by ads and warnings and all sorts of things.
Yeah, I guess I should charge him money if I'm successful. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. get your money there. You know what? You'd be like a human pop-up ad. You know, just pop up in front of their screen and says, "Wouldn't you like this cleaned up?" You know, you could be a living pop-up, Tom.
I'll try to learn how to do that. Okay,
right.
Thanks very much for your help. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks. Have a good day. Calling. Okay. Bye bye.
Well, there's nothing more annoying than those notifications, especially if they're on software ads and things that you've never heard of that says you have to renew it. And they take up a huge swath of your space and just won't stop even after restarting. And so the notifications in privacy and security, depending on what browser you have, they're all under there. You got to read carefully. What you want to do is tell it not to ask. So don't ask, don't tell is the setting you want, even though you would think that usually you want people to ask before you do, though. In this case, under the way they got it now, you want to turn that off so it'll block it, which is what you really want. One of the things that we talked about offline, Tom and I, he has some utilities to recommend. They're really nice. I looked at them. They're for program removal, something to get the programs completely off your computer, which you may need if you got some malware, like Wave browser or all the kind of browsers, take all those off. Startup programs, again, you take a look, that's where malware likes to hide, and you want to take those off. System information, all those are at hibitsoft.ir. That's HIBITSOFT.IR. Those are HiBitSoft. Link is on the show page at Battleborn.tech and bbtl.ink/HiBit, HIBIT. Now, that .IR domain tells you it's Iran. So some handy utilities come from countries under U.S. sanctions. Using free tools may be fine, but paying or sending crypto can raise legal issues. Now, we're not lawyers. Please seek qualified legal advice before you send money. In short, program's okay. Contributions? Not okay.
Yeah, the last thing you want is have some very serious people in black suits knocking on your door with a judicial warrant saying, you're ours now. Yeah, be very careful with the kind of support to countries outside of the U.S. You got to make sure that you're staying legal and legit. And yeah, whether it's an artist, whether it's a music person, whether it's a software producer, just be aware of where your money is going because it could be illegal.
And if they say, I can only take Bitcoin, that's a big red flag.
And, you know, everything's international these days, and it's hard to tell what country owns what website. So just be very much aware of where you're sending your support, whether it's an artist, a music producer, or a software developer. Stay legit, stay legal, stay out of trouble. All right, so we've come to the end of our show, Christy. You've got some words of wisdom, and there's people out there that need to hear them.
This has been Battleborn Tech. Thanks to our callers, Peggy, Brian, and Tom, who called us at 775-241-3571. We're in studio Saturdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific. Call 775-241-3571 then or call and leave a message. When's a good time to call you back? Our theme music is by Break Master Cylinder. That's break like brittle beige plastic. Not break like the hard stop because you ran out of AI tokens generating names for your Wi-Fi network. Our engineer is Joe Bly. He hears every every chair squeak, every siren going by outside, and he makes them all go away. You have never heard his best work, which is exactly the point. Thanks, Joe. Our thanks to Anthony, our ex post facto checker. Anthony is like a Windows update that shows up unannounced, but actually fixes something. Corrections next week and at battleborn.tech. Notice we use Claude AI because we like to argue and revise more than our friends can endure. Support locally produced ad-free shows by donating at knvc.org by clicking the big donate button in the top right corner and give Battleborn Tech a shout-out in the comments. Our email is questions@battleborn.tech. That's questions with an S and T-E-C-H at the end. Our latest links are at bbtl.ink/stats. Get the links you missed there. BBT link, that's bbtl.ink/stats. Go check battleborn.tech for show notes and announcements. Corrections land there too, and the big ones we'll do on next week's show. This has been Battleborn Tech, a registered service mark of Christy Ramsey. Carefully review this episode or speed listen to the ones you missed at the show's website, battleborn.tech, or your favorite podcast player. Just search for Battleborn Tech. That's all for Battleborn Tech, where the Wi-Fi is strong, the fonts are good-looking, and all the passwords are above average. For those listening to our radio broadcast, we're going from patch notes to grace notes. Stay tuned for High Desert Music with Molly Moser. Original songs, local artists, and stories behind them. It starts right now. Have a neat week and tune in Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Pacific right here on KNVC FM 95.1.